Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And here's a great question. What's the greatest challenge human beings have ever faced? Is it really climate change? Is that even vaguely true? There is a longtime environmentalist, a longtime climate change activist, who says, nah, it's not true at all, it's ridiculous. Bill McKibben, the most influential of all green journalists, said that climate change is the greatest challenge humans have ever faced, and he says it would wipe out civilization. We all know that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has said the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And now, Michael Schellenberger, who is a very well-credentialed, longtime environmentalist for 30 years, a climate change activist for 20 years. He's testified before Congress as an energy expert. He has been invited by the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, as an expert reviewer of its next assessment report. He's saying, forget the nonsense. Stop it. And in fact, he is apologizing in a stunning new book. The book is called Apocalypse Never. And the subtitle is How Climate Alarmism Hurts Us All. Michael Schellenberger, it's a pleasure to meet you on the phone, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Now, this book goes into a whole series of lies that are just widely, widely believed. And I think one of the most consequential is the idea that climate change is responsible for making all of these terrible natural disasters, hurricanes and floods and wildfires, making them so much worse. How can you be so sure that climate change isn't doing that?
Well, this is one of the most shocking things, I think, that I discovered in my research, and that if there's one thing for people to know from this conversation, from the book, it's that deaths from natural disasters have declined over 90% in the last 100 years, and they've declined over 80% over the last 40 years. That 90% decline occurred while our population on Earth, the human population, quadrupled. So, and this is amazing. We should celebrate this. This is such good news, right? Our loved ones are not being killed by hurricanes and floods and anything close to like they used to, so we should celebrate this. There's no evidence that climate change is making disasters worse. There is, climate change is real. It's something we need to deal with. It's something we are dealing with. It's not the most important problem, environmental problem in the world. It's certainly not the end of civilization. The other thing I point out is that carbon emissions in rich countries have been going down for decades. They've been going down in Germany, France, and Britain since the mid-70s. They've been going down in the United States for 15 years because of the natural gas fracking revolution. So if you really are concerned about climate change, you should support the transition to natural gas and nuclear. And in my book, I point out that the people who are most alarmist about climate change oppose both of those technologies. And part of the reason I wrote Apocalypse Never was to get to the bottom of why that is.
Yeah, and again, Apocalypse Never, God willing, but certainly not in the next 12 years. One of the things that I found stunning in your book, and we've posted information about it at our website at michaelmedved.com, the title of the book, again, is Apocalypse Never, which is sort of based on, I think, one of the most overrated movies of recent years. Not that your book has anything to do with it other than borrowing the title from Apocalypse Now. But you point out that there is a country that actually is below sea level before climate change, way below sea level. And that process actually made the Netherlands, Holland, rich, not poor. Explain.
Well, I make a slightly weaker claim in the book, which is just that Netherlands became a rich country while farming below sea level. I do think you can go further than that. It's hard to prove it. But this idea that humans are helpless in our environments is ridiculous. I mean, the reason that our population has increased over the last 120 years from 2 billion to 7.5 billion is because we're so darn successful at adapting to our environments. And in fact, we're so successful at adapting to our environments that it creates environmental problems and it crowds out other species that we may want to save. So I think the thing, Apocalypse Never, of course, is a refutation of Apocalypse Now and all of that really bad, dystopian, despairing, kind of ideology. It's saying humans are very, very powerful. Yes, there are side effects, negative side effects to human development, and we should deal with them, but we're going to deal with them by being more adaptive, more inventive, more high energy. And so I wanted to, my daughter's 14. She's fine because I talked to her about the science. But her friends are worried that they're not going to live long enough to have kids. There's enough anxiety and depression among kids today. They don't need to be told that the world is coming to an end. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, one of the things you point out in the book is that one of the greatest uses of land and that we do is for the production of food and particularly for the production of meat. But the land that is used for the production of meat, you say, has decreased by an area nearly as large as Alaska. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, and I point this out. I mean, look, with all of the climate alarmism, we've lost sight that there's really important environmental issues to deal with on the ground in terms of land conservation, wildlife conservation. But there's some good news here, too. I mean, humankind uses about half of the ice-free surface of the Earth. The vast majority of that is for food production. About half of the Earth that we use, 25% of the ice-free surface of the Earth, is for meat production, mostly pasture for beef. And the good news is that the amount of that land we use peaked about 20 years ago and has been going down. So if you care about things like protecting the last endangered mountain gorillas of Central Africa, or if you care about the endangered yellow-eyed penguins of New Zealand, if you care about saving endangered species, then you would want to grow more food on less land, and that requires more intensified agriculture. It means more modern farming techniques. Farmers are not the enemy. Farmers are the key to saving more wild nature. So environmentalists should embrace modern farming techniques. In fact, they need to spread so that the poorest people in the world, such as the people I talk about in my book from sub-Saharan Africa, elsewhere, they need to learn modern farming techniques so they can produce more food on less land, they can consume more protein. Right now they're undernourished, and also take the pressure off of the rainforests, because we all want to save as many rainforests as we can, and the trade-off has just traditionally been things like cattle ranching.
Okay, we really do need to focus as responsible citizens on some of the information in this remarkable book. You begin with an apology in the book. In just a moment that we have left to us, explain the apology.
Well, what I apologize for is having participated in the exaggeration, the alarmism, the apocalypse talk. I've referred to climate change as an existential problem, which implies that it could destroy human civilization or even the human species, called it a crisis. I think the coronavirus pandemic, even if you think we've overreacted to it, it still killed 500,000 people and it's destroyed economies.
That is serious. The point is that this is not only wrong, the alarmism, it's damaging. You can find out how. Read the book, Apocalypse Never, posted at our website, michaelmedved.com.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show, we have spoken before about the most basic responsibility of government on the local level is public safety, is keeping people safe in our own homes and businesses, allowing us to go about our lives and keeping us protected from people who may try to do us harm. And by the same token, the most fundamental responsibility of government on the federal level is keeping us safe from foreign actors, which is why I think there is so much concern, and it's mostly appropriate, about this story about the Russian government transferring money to the Taliban in order to kill Americans. Now, most people in the Trump administration, everybody except for the president himself, is saying, well, wait, this intelligence hasn't been confirmed yet. It hasn't been verified. New York Times leads with a front page story with the headline, Money Transfers Bolstered Belief in Russian Scheme. And they report that American officials intercepted electronic data showing large financial transfers from a bank account controlled by Russia's military intelligence agency to a Taliban-linked account. Evidence that supported their conclusion that Russia covertly offered bounties for killing U.S. and coalition troops in Afghanistan, according to three officials familiar with the intelligence. They've even identified in the New York Times, and they ran their pictures, three American soldiers who were killed in this program, where Taliban and Taliban-allied killers would actually get money for any Americans that they were able to certify that they had murdered, basically. It's a horrible, horrible story. President Trump says it's a hoax. He had tweets out this morning. He said the Russia bounty story is just another made-up-by-fake-news tale that is told only to damage me and the Republican Party. The secret source probably does not even exist, just like the story itself. If the discredited New York Times has a source, reveal it. Just another hoax. And then later this morning, he sent out no corroborating evidence to back reports, Department of Defense. Do people still not understand that this is all a made-up fake news media hoax started to slander me and the Republican Party? I was never briefed because any info that they may have had did not rise to that level. Okay, the president is taking a different tone from the people who are closest to him, like his national security advisor. We're going to be speaking to his former national security advisor, John Bolton, tomorrow. And, of course, I want to ask him about this, too. But the real question here is, was the president briefed on this? Did he know anything about it? Because according to the New York Times and a variety of other sources, and there are people who are coming forward that say that there were concerns about this program, this Russian interference, way back in January. And the Times is asserting that this was put in writing in front of the president as part of his daily briefing that the president gets, and he gets it every day. Now, multiple sources have said President Trump doesn't read those daily briefings. He watches the news. He gets information from other sources. And there's a piece today also in the New York Times that is just about as hostile to President Trump as it possibly could be. It's by Susan Rice. She's bidding to try to become Joe Biden's running mate. She's one of the people who was listed at the very top of his vice presidential list. She's the former national security advisor and the former UN ambassador under President Obama. And she writes, since at least February, and as long ago as almost a year ago, the United States has had compelling intelligence that a committed adversary, Russia, paid bounties to Taliban-linked fighters to kill American troops in Afghanistan. American service members were reportedly killed as a result. To this day, the President of the United States has done nothing about it. Instead, President Trump dismissed the intelligence as not credible and possibly another fabricated Russia hoax, maybe by the fake news. That's a quote. That it wants only to make Republicans look bad. And then he has three exclamation points. Mr. Trump also claimed that neither he nor Vice President Mike Pence was ever told about the critical intelligence before it was first reported in the New York Times. Look, the problem here is that if that is true, if there was critical intelligence, and there appears now to be overwhelming evidence that this story has been kicking around, it's been evaluated by various sources in the intelligence community. Some believe it to be true, some believe it not to be true. If they didn't bring at least that possibility to the president, then why are they keeping it from him? And if they did bring it to him, and he now says they never did and he never knew anything about it, then he's simply not telling the truth. Now, the Wall Street Journal has an editorial today basically defending Trump from all of this. And they say the stories leaked by anonymous sources are another dive into the murky Washington nexus among intelligence, the media, and politics. Mr. Trump, writes the Journal, is cast again as the villain who knew the intelligence and did nothing, or should have known, but didn't. And in any event, he must be in hock to Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump and his advisors say he wasn't briefed on the bounty's intelligence, but sources say it did appear in his daily intelligence briefing that he rarely reads. U.S. intelligence chiefs are denouncing the leakers who no doubt want to damage Mr. Trump before the election. Our first reaction is that the Taliban have been killing Americans for years for the religious pleasure of it. Why would getting paid make all that much difference? A second point is why anyone is surprised that Mr. Putin's Russia would try to make trouble for America. He's been doing it for at least 12 years across three administrations since she invaded neighboring Georgia in 2008. Mr. Putin is interfering in America's backyard by propping up the Maduro regime in Venezuela. He's trying to drive a wedge in NATO by selling S-400 anti-aircraft missiles to Turkey. He is propping up the murderous Assad regime in Syria. He's blocking an extension of the United Nations arms embargo against Iran. His agents even traveled to the UK and tried to kill a Russian defector with a deadly nerve agent, but killed an innocent Briton instead. And then they write, and this is the Wall Street Journal, while defending President Trump. In the face of all this, Mr. Trump's continuing personal solicitousness toward Vladimir Putin is strange, bordering on the bizarre. It's accomplished nothing except damage his own political standing. But then Mr. Trump has toughened sanctions against Russia. He sent Javelin anti-tank missiles to Ukraine that Obama refused to send. He's withdrawn from two arms deals Russia is violating, and he's tried to stop Nord Stream 2. He's been far tougher on Russia than Obama Biden ever was. But why then would he invite Putin to come to the G7, where he had been thrown out? And apparently he's had six phone calls with Putin, and he does not brought up this matter of bounties on Americans. For many...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are calling House Democrats' bill to make Washington, D.C. officially a state unconstitutional. Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's not about voting rights. This is all about Democrats' desire to reshape the political balance.
So this is not about voting. This is about altering the makeup of the House and the Senate. This is a continuation of efforts by the Democrats to alter the way America operates.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says explicitly that the national capital would not be part of a state nor treated as a state. And the Department of Treasury and the IRS are announcing that the 2019 tax filing deadline will remain July 15th. Due to COVID-19, the original date from April 15th was pushed back to July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Michael Medved show concerning this Russia story, the latest Russia story. I think the Wall Street Journal is entirely correct. What they write, first of all, they acknowledge the long history of Russian aggression, really, against the United States of America. They also mention Putin's government recently imprisoned a former U.S. Marine on what are almost certainly trumped-up spying charges. And by the way, he did interfere in the 2016 U.S. election under the nose of the Obama-Biden administration. Paying to kill Americans is hardly a giant leap of bad faith for Russia's president for life. And then they say what we'd like to hear from Messrs. Biden and Trump this year is what they will do in response if the intelligence about Russian bounties is verified. Does Mr. Trump still want to reward Mr. Putin with an invitation to the G7? And by the way, by inviting Putin, he effectively disinvited Angela Merkel. She's not coming, one of America's most important allies. If he does invite Mr. Putin, it would rival his near invitation last year to the Taliban to visit Camp David as an insult to Americans who gave their lives in Afghanistan. Is there anything specific that Mr. Biden would do that would deter Mr. Putin from further attacks on Americans or U.S. interests? That's a question that needs to be answered. Maybe it'll come up in those three debates they're going to have. The journal concludes, concern about deals Mr. Trump might strike with Mr. Putin in a second term is legitimate. If only we could trust that Mr. Biden would be any better when he might be worse. Let's go to David in Seattle, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. David, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. New York Times falsely pushed the Russiagate hoax for 3 years, and they never issued an apology or a correction. But you started this hour citing their article, so I'm kind of wondering why you would do that.
Okay, because the Russiagate hoax was not a hoax. There was a Russian, and Trump has admitted it personally, there was a Russian effort to interfere in our election and to turn Americans against one another, to influence public opinion, to poison our electoral process. And there have even been members of the Trump administration who have come forward saying they're doing it again. They're trying to interfere in this election, which should be a legitimate concern. So the one thing that was not true was that there was no proof or indication that the president or his campaign colluded with them, cooperated with it, was aware of it, and said, oh, good, they're helping us. But I don't think there's anyone who has seriously looked at the history of the last couple of years, including the president of the United States, who denies that Russia made a real attempt to meddle in our election. And that's a serious matter. And President Trump has acknowledged that. Now, I do think where you get into that way, this is just too much, it's ridiculous, and it's not credible area, is when Susan Rice says that President Trump has a history of putting Russia's interests first ahead of America's interests. That's an outrageous charge. I don't think that is proven. And the fact that she's applying it to this situation, when they haven't in any sense verified this intelligence yet. And this is what Robert O'Brien, who is the National Security Advisor, who took over for John Bolton. O'Brien said Wednesday that a senior career CIA official recommended that Trump not be briefed on the intelligence in his Oval Office briefing because that senior career CIA official lacked confidence in the intelligence. Now, I'm guessing because he says she, that he's talking about the director of the CIA, Gina Haspel. And he says, but he said, this is Robert O'Brien, that the administration has been working to prepare possible response options for several months. Okay, this is a real problem for National Security Advisor O'Brien. It really is. Because if he has been working to prepare possible response options but never mentioned to Trump that there was this concern, it's a real problem. O'Brien told reporters this morning, these are important allegations, and if they are verified, can guarantee you that the president will take strong action. We have been working for several months on options for the president of the United States in the event that this uncorroborated, as the Defense Department calls it, uncorroborated evidence turned out to be true. Okay, obviously the president is the commander-in-chief. His staff failed him. And failed him very badly if they didn't make him aware that this process was going on. If they were, in fact, as O'Brien says, engaged in the business for months of trying to investigate what the possible response should be. And it may now be impossible, he says, to get to the bottom of this because some government official somewhere decided to leak allegations before we had a chance to get to the bottom of it. Okay, given the fact that they apparently have been working on this since January, that's half a year. The fact that it only leaked now, considering the way that Washington works, that's surprising. The administration has thus far briefed select members of Congress on the matter in a classified setting at the White House. And House and Senate leaders are expected to receive a Gang of Eight briefing from intelligence officials as early as today. Okay, this is from The Hill this morning. And The Hill is not one of those hostile media sources like CNN or The New York Times. And they spoke to Steny Hoyer, who apparently had a private briefing yesterday. He's the Democratic leader in the House, number two to Nancy Pelosi. He said the president called this a hoax publicly. Nothing in the briefing that we just received in the White House led me to believe it is a hoax, he said. And a member of the House Armed Services Committee, ranking member Mac Thornberry, who's a Republican from Texas, and the House Republican Conference Chair, Liz Cheney. Yes, she's Dick Cheney's daughter. She's the Republican from Wyoming. She said, after today's briefing with senior White House officials, we remain concerned about Russian activity in Afghanistan, including reports that they have targeted U.S. forces. And then they say, we believe it is important to vigorously pursue any information related to Russia or any other country targeting our forces. Congress has no more important obligation than providing for the security of our nation and ensuring our forces have the resources they need. We anticipate further briefings on this issue in the coming days. But look, it seems to me that what the journal is suggesting is exactly on point, which is that Biden should indicate how he would handle this if these stories are true. He's in the midst of handling some other uncomfortable questions. In his press conference yesterday, I mean, President Trump has clearly, with his campaign, made a big thrust the fact that Joe Biden is senile. Now, that's a crude and cruel way of saying it, but that's basically the allegation. That he can't put sentences together, that his cognitive abilities have deteriorated. The Biden campaign, of course, answers that he's overcome. He was a childhood stutterer. He's had a speech defect. He's had that stuttering problem his whole life. And that he's just fine. Yesterday, in Biden's press conference, which is the first time he's done a press conference of any kind in months, he was asked a question. And basically, the question, to put it briefly, was, hey, Joe, are you losing it? So what did he say? We'll play it. Coming right up on the MedVet Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show, tomorrow on the eve of the 4th of July holiday. Actually, I guess it's Thursday, President Trump, which I guess is tomorrow. President Trump is going to South Dakota, and he's going to be speaking at Mount Rushmore. And it should be a great event for him. He wants very much for there to be fireworks above Mount Rushmore, as there are traditionally. And assuming that they are able to take the precautions so that the fireworks don't set any brush fires or cause any disasters, it should be a great event for the president. I hope he does not make any remarks about putting himself on Mount Rushmore. That would be difficult and inappropriate. And speaking of inappropriate, Joe Biden yesterday, New York Times reports on the Biden campaign, and this is the most sympathetic possible source for Joe Biden's event. Joseph R. Biden Jr. leveled a broad attack on President Trump yesterday over his response to the coronavirus, his refusal to wear a mask, which is, it just seems to me, the biggest non-issue. I know that people are very outraged about this, some people. But really, if President Trump doesn't want to wear a mask at all, is that legitimately a political issue? They'll be asked about it in the debate, I'm sure. And they probably, neither one will be wearing masks, and they'll greet each other with elbow bumps rather than shaking hands. His handling of intelligence on Russian targeting of American troops, and even his cognitive capability during a rare news conference in which Mr. Biden repeatedly drew distinctions with his November opponent. The Times writes, from a lectern in a high school gym in Wilmington, this is not exactly like speaking in front of Mount Rushmore, flanked by two teleprompters and in front of one American flag, Mr. Biden denounced Mr. Trump in a 20-minute speech that he focused on the coronavirus. Then he took questions from reporters for about half an hour. His blistering critique of Mr. Trump spanned the breadth of the presidency, touching on matters foreign and domestic, as well as the example and the tone Mr. Trump had set. Then there's this tone. I don't know the reporter, but a reporter made what, honestly, you can't watch it without being uncomfortable. It's a very, very tough question, and listen to the way that Joe Biden handles it. Listen.
Last question real quick. Some have speculated,
that you
are subject to some degree of cognitive decline. I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested, and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against. Thank you so much.
And that's the end of the press conference. I suspect that when you're asked a question like that, if you're asked, have you been tested? Have the doctors checked out your situation? Biden has released a fairly full health report. We will get more. We should. He has released more of a health report than Trump has. But see, it's more of a concern for Biden because he's older. And how much older? He's 4 years older. But if you watch Biden and Trump, I mean, Trump reacted so incredibly badly when people suggested that he was taking little baby steps, having a tough time getting down that ramp in West Point. He spoke about that for 15 minutes in his rally at Tulsa. Honest to goodness, I've looked at that tape, which is sort of like the Zapruder tape. People analyze it. I think him going down the ramp was fine. There was no problem with it. He didn't look feeble. He looked a little bit awkward. And he landed. He didn't fall on his rear end as he had worried that he would. And he talked about that at his rally. Big deal. It seems to me to be unfair. But, of course, right now you talk about unfair. The attention on Biden and Biden's potentially losing it, I think is very real. And it is, given his age, as by far the oldest person ever to run for the presidency, to be nominated for the presidency. There are people who have run who have been older, but they haven't won the nomination. He has. And it's one of the reasons that he has a key challenge ahead about getting a vice presidential nominee who both pleases his Democratic Party base and can reassure the rest of the country that she, and he said it will be a woman, it must be a woman, that she is ready to take over as president at a moment's notice. President Trump today was using the occasion of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, the USMCA. That goes into force today. Now, this is what replaced NAFTA. And so this is clip 01, Jeremy. The Republican National Committee released this new ad talking about Trump getting this job done. Listen.
There's no doubt that NAFTA needs to be amended.
Should NAFTA be scrapped or changed?
Well, it should be changed. We don't want to be the trade patsies of the world.
America intends to withdraw from the deal. No more NAFTA. No more NAFTA.
The USMCA is the largest, fairest, most balanced and modern trade agreement ever achieved. This is a colossal victory for our farmers, ranchers, energy workers, factory workers, and American workers in all 50 states. Together, we're building a glorious future that is raised, grown, built, and made right here in the glorious USA.
And that's the Trump ad celebrating the beginning of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Look, I think that people who were worried about Trump and trade policy should acknowledge, and I was one of them, that he did a good job with the USMCA. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't recognize that it's an improvement over NAFTA. It's not such a dramatic improvement. It's very much very similar. But at least it shows that Trump has the ability. He did campaign on scrapping NAFTA. We're going to get rid of NAFTA. And NAFTA's the worst deal ever made. And then he makes his own deal, which is better, which is an improvement. So at least people should be willing to acknowledge that that is a genuine achievement. Mr. Biden, in his press conference yesterday to talk about the other side of this campaign, he described the current situation as the most unusual campaign, I think, in modern history. Well, yeah. He said that he would not hold any rallies as the pandemic raged, a contrast with Mr. Trump. Well, obviously. I'm going to follow the doctor's orders, not just for me, but for the country, Biden said. The irony is, I think we're probably communicating directly in detail with more people than we would otherwise, he added, describing his many virtual appearances and citing his strong poll numbers. But I'd much rather be doing it in person. Okay, will there be a chance to do it in person before November? That looks increasingly unlikely. The virus news is just dispiriting. It's depressing. And you hear about it around the country. And yes, this impacts our lives. There are some schools that are opening up. There's a piece in the Journal today about Cornell University, which is welcoming students back to campus in September. And they haven't decided, either in the United States or other countries, what exactly we will do when the school should be getting back into session. Coming up, there's a number of pieces that are fascinating about the state of the campaign so far. And one that says that, look, Biden does not have this in the bag by any means. This is in the New York Times. Actually, it's in the Wall Street Journal. It says that that Biden has four big challenges to overcome. How will he overcome them? And how will he reassure people about his cognitive ability? We'll talk to Biden spokesman Mo Vella next hour. We'll also talk about social justice and three stories involving social justice and sports. Some of them encouraging, some of them horrifying. Winners, losers, draw, and more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.